We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom of two dots. The Gemara has discussed a little bit about Hatmana. Hatmana means wrapping food. So it said in our Mishnah that you're allowed to wrap food Ben Hashmashas, but you're not allowed to wrap food after Shabbos, for sure. After it's night, you're not allowed to wrap food. So Dr. Gemara, Amar Rava. Why aren't you allowed to wrap food on Shabbos? You know, on Shabbos, you have your chicken soup and you realize it's getting cold, so I'll wrap it with some towels to keep it warm. You're not allowed to do that after it's dark. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to wrap the food after it's dark with towels. Why not? There's a gzeira. Maybe you're going to see the food is a little cold, the chicken soup is a little cold, and you're going to cook it up. And you're going to be over isabishal. So therefore, we said you can't wrap food on Shabbos, even with dava, it's not moisef hevel. Regular towel, it's not moisef hevel, still awesome. Shema yaratiach. Maybe you'll cook it up. Omle abai yachi, then ben hashmashas not min gzeira. It's a real gzeira. You might do an issa deraisa. So even ben hashmashas, you shouldn't be able to wrap because you might cook it up when it's cold. Omle stam kederus rois chusheim. Usually, erev Shabbos, by ben hashmashas, it's usually still hot because you just cook it up right before Shabbos. So since it's still hot, we're not worried you're going to cook it up, so there's no gzeira ben hashmashas according to our Mishnah. Sokhtim Maravaita, Omar Rava. The halacha is, even erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap something with something that's being moisef heat, that adds heat. You can't, like, you have a blanket, an insulated blanket with, like, a heating element in it. You can't wrap your food with that. How's the gay to us? It could be Rav Shlomo Zalman had the could be the crock pots that where the pot goes in. That's also called Hatmana V'Dava Ma'isav Havel. And the question is, why is that also even by doing even Erev Shabbos? What am I doing wrong? But the reason is Gzeir Hashem Yachbim B'Remetz Yeshbay Gachelas. Because I'm worried if that's allowed, you might wrap your food in coals. And what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that you might see on Shabbos your food's not cooking so well, so you'll stroke the coals. And it's a Shal Shem Yechata. Like the Gemara said, I'm only by the Yatman and my Yatman. What's wrong with being Matman and Gachelas with coals? Gzeir Shem Yechata v'chol. Maybe you'll stroke the coals. So therefore, they said, any Dovah Moisef Hevel, you are not allowed to wrap anything in Dovah Moisef Hevel. It happens to be Rashi learns if you do Gara for Kotum, it might be Mutter, and Rashi is not Pashup Shat, but that's the halacha. You can't be Mekatmana with Dovah Moisef Hevel. Zog the Gemara Vaita, the next Gemara is going to discuss what is Ben Hashmashas. Tana Rabbanon. We learned in a Braisa. First of all, we're going to say what Ben Hashmashas is, and we'll say a few different shittas what Ben Hashmashas is. You know, first of all, what's the suffix of Ben Hashmashas, and then three shittas what is Ben Hashmashas. Three Tanoim. Tana Rabbanon. Ben Hashmashas is suffix min hayoim. It's a suffix, maybe it's day. It's clearly day. Or min halayla, maybe it's night. Suffix kulam yam, suffix kulam layla. Or maybe it's both. Maybe it's night and day. And the halacha is matilon oisah lechomer shnei yom. We give it the chomer of all the chomers of both days. We'll see in a second. Has chomer of both days. Has chomer ben hashmashas. Has chomer of Friday and chomer of Shabbos. And matzah Shabbos. Has chomer of Shabbos and chomer of matzah Shabbos. Veizu ben hashmashas. What's called ben hashmashas? Mishatishka hachama. When once the chama goes down, kozman shpe pizrach madimim, any time, it sounds like it means the eastern star, it was later on in the Gemara, I'm going to say not like that, but it means the eastern star, kozman shpe mizrach madimim, kozman, that the mizrach side is still red, that's all ben hashmashas. Hichsif ha-tachtoin, v'le hichsif ha-elyoin, hichsif ha-elyoin v'le hichsif ha-tachtoin, that hichsif ha-tachtoin v'le hichsif ha-elyoin means that the lower part of the hemisphere got dark and the higher part didn't get dark yet, which is the normal way it gets dark. So it's also ben hashmashas. Then it says, hichsev elyon, hishvel tachtoin zeu laila. Then it says, hichsev elyon, if the top gets dark, hishvel tachtoin zeu laila. And the beginning of the words are a little hard, but I'm going to explain what it means exactly. So it says, ben hashmashas. It says, from shkia, called much favor, mizrach madimim. And then it's mashma, it still has to be light the mizrach. Then it says hichsvel tachtoin also still ben hashmashas. So just we'll see what the Gemara says. That's the first sheet of ben hashmashas. Ben hashmashas is from tishka chama until it gets dark. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rami Chaim Yehemigdei shehalach odem shtishka chama chatzim mil. It's half a mil after shkia. One half a mil after shkia. That's how long ben hashmashas is. After that, that's night. And we'll see later on. We'll discuss on tomorrow's daf what a mil is and how much time this is. Rabbi Yisrael Yemer. Ben Hashmashos is Keheref Ayin. Rabbi Yossi says, Bein Hashmashos is like 1 second to the next. Zen Nichnas Vayotze. Bein Hashmashos is so short, you can't, you have to lamer love, impossible person to even realize what is Bein Hashmashos. It goes from 1 minute to the next. Zogt Gemara, Omar, Ratilon Oysa L'chaymer Shnei Yomim. We give the chaymer of all those three different stadim. Either it's Vade Yom, Vade Laila, or it's both night and day. So Lamai Hilchah, so what's in the Negei the Halacha? And Rashi explains the word's kasha is Bishlama, that it's Safik Yom and Safik Laila, that we understand. It's Safik Laila, it's the Negei Friday night. So Ben Hashmashas, we have to be Choshesh that it's night, and therefore we have to keep all the laws of Shabbos. And Safik Yom is the Negei of Matzah Shabbos. That Ben Hashmashas and Matzah Shabbos, we have to assume it's day and still has all the laws of Shabbos. But what's in the Negei that has both Halachas? So Lamai Hilchah said that has night and day. Amar Rav Huna Brei Dereshul, in Tumah. It's the Negei of Tumah, the Tumah of Zav. So let me give a Akdama, a few little Akdamas about Azav. Azav, the halacha is, if he, it's a person who has a discharge, if he has discharge three different times, even in one day, he becomes a Zav Gadol, and he has to wait Shivan Akiyim, and he has to bring a carbon. If it's only two times, he also has Shivan Akiyim, but no carbon. One time, it's considered a lesser Atoma, and he's like a Balkari, and he doesn't need Shivan Akiyim. It's a lesser Atoma. Now, if the two riyas, if they were one day in between them, then they don't count as two riyas. He had a riyah on Sunday, and they didn't see him on Monday, and so on Tuesday, it's only considered like one riyah, and he's about carry. It has to be two riyas either in the same day or in two consecutive days. But one, if it's missing a day in between, then it will be called a tahar. It won't be called, you don't need shivan akiyim, it will only be a tameh like about carry. There's another halacha, that even one riyah split up into 2 days also will be considered two riyahs. So if you see straight from Sunday through Monday, it'll be considered two riyahs. That's a few klolim that we gave. That will help us understand. Rosh Neyam Ben Hashmashas. You saw 2 days Ben Hashmashas. I mean, you saw Sunday evening Ben Hashmashas and Monday evening Ben Hashmashas. So here it's Sofik L'tumah V'L'karvin. Here it comes out, there's three different stadim. Either he's only a Balkari, or he's like a Baal Shtei Riyas or Baal Shalosh Riyas. How is that? He saw Sunday evening and Monday evening. So if Sunday evening is considered already a night, and Monday evening is considered already a night, that Ben Hashmash is considered for sure a night, so then it's two Riyas, and he has to wait Shivan Akiyim. If they're both considered a day, then he also has to wait Shivan Akiyim, it's called two Riyas. If one, the first evening was considered a day, and the second evening considered a night, so then you have a day in between. So you're only like a Balkari, because it's a Sunday and a Tuesday. But if it's considered Yom Vilayla, so then it comes out, let's say Sunday, it's like you saw Sunday and Monday. And Monday night, like you saw Monday and Tuesday. So here, you have 3 days in a row. You have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And even though it's only two riyas, it's considered like three riyas, you have to bring a carbon. And that is where it's negeya, that Ben Hashmash is considered a Sunday and a Monday. Because it's not Rosh Dayan Ben Hashmash, is suffering a tumah of the carbon. The Safik Tumah and even a Tzad carbon. And in the case you have a Safik carbon, Rashi says what you do is you bring the Chat Saif, you do Malika, but you don't eat it. You bring the carbon, but you don't eat it. So that's the halacha there. Rod Yemecha Ben Hashmash, so only one day Ben Hashmash, then it's a Safik or Tumah, it's a Safik if it's considered two or one. Like upon him, that is where in the Gay, the Ben Hashmash sometimes is a Yom Vilayla. But now the Gemara goes back to Rav Yehuda Shita and the Braisa of Ben Hashmash. Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Ezu Ben Hashmashas. You start off saying, what's Ben Hashmashas? Mishatishka Achama from Shkia calls Manch to play Mizrach Madim, as long as the Mizrach side is still red. And then it says, that's called Ben Hashmashas. Then it says, its Mashma has to be red still. Then it says, Hichsava Tachtin, if the bottom of the hemisphere got dark, it would sound like from here, this Diyak, that only when it's red is Ben Hashmashas. Ha Hichsava Tachtin, Hichsava Elyon, if it's starting getting dark, even though the Elyon didn't get dark yet, Lailu, must be Laila. And then the next word says, V'halutoni, Hichsva Tachtav, Hichsva Elyon, Ben Hashmashas. It says, if the bottom got dark and the top didn't get dark yet, it's Ben Hashmashas. So it's a stira. Because the thought of saying Ben Hashmashas is Mishatishka, calls man that it's still red. Mashma, if it gets dark a little bit, then it's not Ben Hashmashas. Then it says, if it got dark halfway, it's still Ben Hashmashas. So it's a stira. So Gemara has two mahalchim to answer this. Gemara has two mahalchim to answer this. Rabba and Rav Yosef. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yudama Shmuel, Karuch Vatani. Put it together. Ezer Ben Hashemashis, Vishtishka Chama, Kozmach Mei Mizrach Ardimim, that's Ben Hashemashis, and it continues. V'hichs V'tachni, even when it gets dark halfway, V'hichs V'elyoim, Nami Ben Hashemashis, also Ben Hashemashis. Hichs V'elyoim, Hish V'l'tachto, when everything gets dark, then it's Laila, then it's night. That's Rabba, which is a longer time, because it goes from Shkia until everything gets dark. Rabbi Yisrael, Amar Yudama Shmuel, this is how you read Rabbi Yehuda. You know, you read Rabbi Yehuda like this. Hachtani, Vishtishka Chama, Kozmach Mei Mizrach Ardimim, it's still yoim. When it's half dark, then it's Ben Hashemashis. Then it's Laila. So it comes out, Rabba's Ben Hashemashis is longer than Rav Yosef's Ben Hashemashis. And the Gemara says, and you find that they talk in a different place when they give the numbers of how long Ben Hashemashis is. You see, taka that Rabba has a longer one than Rav Yosef. They go in their own reasoning. The Itmar, Shir ben Hashemashis v'kama. How long is Shir ben Hashemashis? And we're going to explain Rav Yehuda. Amar Rabba, Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Shloisha chalakei milos. Three parts of a mil. Now what does that mean? My gimel chalakei mil. What does it mean three parts of a mil? By the way, we'll see what a mil is, but let's name that right now. A mil takes 18 minutes to walk. Okay, so what's called three parts of a mil? Ilei matlosei palgim vila. If it means three thirds, three halves of mils, name a mil mechza, that's called a mil and a half, which would mean 27 minutes. El klasit lisim tilsi mila, it means three thirds. If it's three thirds, name a mil, that's a mil, that's 18 minutes. Ela masli tlasa rivi mila, three quarters of a mil, it means three quarters of a mil. You know, approximately 13 and a half minutes, I think it is. Three quarters of a mil. So that's a Rav Hals. Rav Hals, three quarters of a mil is Shir Ben Hashemashis. Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shnei Chelkei Mil. Two parts of a mil. My Shnei Chelkei Mil. What's two parts of a mil? Ilei Metrei Palgi Milei, two halves of a mil. Ilei Metrei Palgi Milei, two halves of a mil. Lema Mil, then that's a mil. Ela Trei Rivei Milei, two quarters of a mil. Lema Chatzim Milei, say half a mil. Ela must be Trei Tilsi Milei. It means two thirds of a mil. So one says three quarters of a mil, one's two thirds of a mil. My benayu, how much difference is between them? Ikaminau palga de danka, a half of a sixth. Can figure it like this. Put every mil divided into 12. So according to Rabbah, if you divide into 12, how much is three quarters of 12? 9. So that's how long. 9/12 is how much a mil is according to Rabbah. Let's do two thirds of 12 according to, because Rav Yosef holds two thirds. Two thirds of 12 is how much? 8. So it's one's 9, one's 8. One's 9/12, one's 8/12. So the difference is a half a sixth is, you know, 1/12 is the difference between Rabba and Rav Yosef. As the Gemara says, Palga de danka, half a sixth, which is 1/12, that is the difference between Rabba and Rav Yosef. That means Rabba holds that the shear of Ben Hashemashis, the length of shear of Ben Hashemashis from Shkia is 3/4 of a mil, and according to Rav Yosef is 2/3 of a mil. And Rav Yosef Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we'll speak out the Tosfos that talks about how Lamaisa, what's the Lamaisa, the Zman.